Hi there. The word for you today is on ministering to others. In 2 Corinthians 1 verse 3, Paul the Apostle writes, God comforts us so that we can comfort others. Years ago, a lady visited an orphanage and asked the matron, is there a child here that nobody wants to adopt? The matron replied, indeed there is. She is 10 years old, not much to look at, and she has a hunchback. The lady said, that's the child I want. Now fast forward. 35 years later, the director of the orphanage inspection department in the state of Iowa submitted the following report on a state-run facility. It reads like this. This home is outstanding. It's clean. The food's good. Children are well cared for. The atmosphere is unlike anything I've ever experienced. The matron, who's called Marcy Goodfaith, has a soul that oozes love. She has such beautiful eyes that I forgot how homely her face was, or that she was a hunchback. Think about it. Because a good Samaritan had the courage to love and nurture a little girl that nobody wanted, Marcy Goodfaith grew up and went on to share that same love with hundreds of other orphans. Paul says, God comforts us so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves received. Billy Graham put it this way, and I quote, those who have suffered the most are best able to comfort others, to empathize with their afflictions because of what they've experienced. He writes, our sufferings may be hard to bear, but our goal should be to learn all that we can from what we've been called to endure so that we can fulfill a ministry of comfort as Jesus did. Of him it was said in Hebrews 2 verse 18, because he himself suffered when he was tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. In other words, the sufferer becomes the comforter in the service of the Lord. And that is the word for you today.